JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining. In today's program, parents and society urged to embrace positives of children with disabilities. And don't forget to stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna has called on parents and the society to embrace the positives of children with disabilities and to focus on their abilities instead of their physical or intellectual impairment.
They carry the stigma, an unfortunate detachment, because they feel that people don't want to play with them, that people see them differently. And so it is for all of us to embrace them, no matter how they look, no matter how they speak.
Ms. Hanna was addressing the valedictory service for 25 students who graduated from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security's Early Stimulation Program, ESP, recently. Congratulating the children on their achievement, she commended the teachers, guardians, physiotherapists, and other staff and stakeholders for their love and patience. The Youth and Culture Minister also highlighted the burden of various forms of abuse, which the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says is 5 times more likely to occur among children with disabilities. She is therefore calling on parents and the wider society to commit their efforts and remain vigilant in preventing child abuse. The ESP provides a number of services including professional identification and assessment of developmental disabilities in preschool children and facilitating consultations, referrals, intervention programs and parent training. The program, an extension of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, is an assessment and early intervention initiative for children with disabilities from birth to 6 years old.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to make your company more prosperous. Set clear goals. Be purposeful in following your mission statement by setting clear, precise goals and assigning appropriate timelines. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
Vision 2030 is the country's first long-term development plan geared towards moving Jamaica to developed country status within the next 16 years. The National Stadium will come alive on Independence Day, August 6, for the Grand Gala. Entrance to the event is free, but for crowd control purposes, persons are required to have tickets in order to enter the venue. If you're not able to go to the National Stadium, no worries. The Grand Gala will be streamed live on the JIS website at jis.gov.jm. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
I remember when we were children, moonshine nights especially, we used to go out just in the open and make up a fire and roast corn. And when we roast the corn, we used to play little games, especially this one, ship sail fast, how many men. And it's a game like this where we shell off the grains, put it in your hand, fold it up, it might be 2 or 3 grains, you know, and then you say to that person, ship sail, sail fast, how many men? And the person must tell you how many men. If it's 4 or 5, if they get the answer right, then you give them the grains of corn. If not, they will have to give you the grains of corn. And it was quite an enjoyable game to us, you know. I'm Maple, I'm from St. Anne.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Just email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.